Altitude Broadcasting presents The Mr. and Mrs. Show.
Love and marriage, love and marriage.
Starring
The Mr.
Hey, I got you, babe. I got you, babe.
The Mrs.
So happy together.
Welcome to the Mr. and Mrs. Show. Of course, I am the Mr. Joining me today, as always, is my better half, the Mrs.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
There you go. And unfortunately, our other third is not here.
Poor Steve.
Maybe a quarter. He's more like a half.
You know, he's sorry he can't be here.
Yeah. Is he more of a half than a quarter? Well, he's not really little.
It's a third of our little trio here on the show, but if you want to make him half, then that would mean creepy.
That would be creepy.
I don't know about creepy, but the math doesn't really add up then, because that would mean each of us was a quarter.
That's very true.
But I will say that not having him here definitely...
It's been a lot easier. Less drama.
Oh, no.
Less drama.
Bring back Steven.
For
bring
what?
Bring back Steven.
Huh? Bring back Steven. Hashtag bring free back Steven. Steven.
Free Steven.
Yeah. 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 Fire him from his other job.
That's not what kidding. I meant. That's not nice.
That's what you were saying.
No.
All right. Well, anyway, we got a great show without Steven today. We've had a couple good segments. What? You just hate being here by just ourselves, don't you? All right. Of course, we have on today's show, we're going to do Truth or Lie, and we got our social media questions of the week, which is going to be great when we get to it. Very interesting. Very detailed. It took her a long time to come up with that today.
It is the age-old battle.
Yes. Between ice cream. No, I'm just kidding. Ice cream or cake? No, we'll talk about that later. All right. Let's go into our Truth or Lie segment for this week. I'm going to let the missus start. And I have to figure out if it's a truth or is it a lie. And it's a summertime. It's all about summer.
It is all about summer.
Right.
So, when John was little and we lived in Florida, we didn't have a whole lot of money. So we would go and stay about 40 minutes away from where we lived in St. Augustine, Florida. And we would stay at a kind of hotel, motel type of place. And we would go to the beach and, you know, go have fun on the beach. And then, you know, cook dinner in the microwave in the motel room and swim in the pool at the motel. And one of our trips that we went on, because this was kind of a regular, you know, kind of the summer thing, because that's all we could afford to do. And one of the summers, we went out to the beach, and John actually helped a guy who was catching sharks in the water. And he would, he let John pet one of the sharks that he caught, and, John helped him restring his lines and stuff like that. And it was pretty cool. And it was, a nice way to just kind of get away for a little bit and relax, even though it was, the budget version of it. And, we'd see all these people staying at the nice hotels and eating in the nice restaurants. And we'd go to, the grocery store and get a pack of hot dogs and some buns and cook them in the microwave. So it's a far cry from our summer vacations today, but it was fun. It was a much simpler time, and able to just really kind of enjoy being there.
What year was this?
I just said it was when John was little.
Like 10, 11, 12?
We lived in Florida.
5, 4, 3?
So,
I mean.
So, I guess John would have been, you know, 3, 4, 5 years old.
Then just you and him?
Just the two of us.
Where was your mom and dad at that time?
I don't know. I guess in Jacksonville.
You guess in Jacksonville.
Working or something.
You always know where your parents are. sounds fishy. You always know where your parents are at.
Not when I'm on vacation.
They know where you're at. So.
Yes, but this, you're not asking them if they knew where I was.
Something doesn't add up. Did you have blonde hair?
No.
What color was it?
I don't know. It would have been brown or red.
St. Augustine.
Yep.
What was the name of the beach?
Crescent.
What was the name of the church you went to?
We went to the cathedral.
Which one?
The one in St. Augustine.
There's a couple.
The Basilica of St. Augustine.
Okay.
There's not a couple cathedrals in St. Augustine.
Where did you stay?
At the Days Inn.
At the Days Inn.
Mm-hmm.
You never stayed at the Days Inn that I know of. I don't know. This sounds fishy.
Why the fuck you love?
Oh. Whoa. All right. I didn't mean to say that.
This is a family friendly show.
Sorry. Beep. All right.
Wow.
I am going to say that's true.
It is true.
Yeah. I know.
It
you
is
didn't
true.
Sway as much as I thought you would have. All right. That's the truth. All right. Very good. So it's my turn, huh?
It is your turn.
All right. Let me see which one I want to go with here. This is a tough one. When I was 17. No, not 17. When I was 19. Me and my friends went to Myrtle Beach during the summer in our nice cars. At that time, I had the convertible red Mustang. We went to the beach, and at that time, we were from Charlotte, and we didn't know a lot about Black Bike Week at Myrtle Beach. So we went down. And this is when at Myrtle Beach, you always drove on the strip,
mm-hmm.
you know, all day, all night, whatever. That's a lot of people just drove down there for that. We drove our cars down there. And when we got down, we discovered it was Black Bike Week. So we didn't really fit in that week.
And why didn't you fit in?
Well, I just, you know.
Because you didn't have bikes?
Right. Well, that was one thing. Everybody was great, but we were just, you know, we were looked at very different that week. And we had to, we actually had to drive back because everything was booked because it was so busy. We didn't know why that was so busy until we got down there and saw how many people were there. So we had to actually turn around, drive all the way back to Charlotte, which is only 3.5 hours, maybe 3. But we turned around and came back because of that. Is that a truth or a lie?
I think that's the truth.
That's true. Mister?
Yeah.
You got it? All right.
I thought you were going to tell the story about being in the convertible and being sunburned when you got there.
I didn't tell the part where I drove down to Myrtle, where I got lost. That was on the way back. On the way down there, we got pulled over because my friend gave me the wrong directions, and we got pulled over in Whiteville, North Carolina, which is 2 hours the opposite way of Myrtle Beach, because a cop pulled us over in the convertible red Mustang because we weren't going fast enough to keep up with the rest of the traffic. That was speeding. And he was nice enough to give us directions on the ticket.
Nice.
He wrote the directions of how to get to Myrtle Beach on the ticket.
That's nice. Yeah, how much did you get to pay for that ticket?
Well, seeing how I got a ticket previously 3 weeks before that, I had to pay a little bit more because to get both tickets off my record.
Wow.
So
I see nothing's changed.
I can't remember. I think it was $250 or something like that.
Wow.
Yes. That's when I had 10 points on my license. So.
Do they let you still drive if you have 10 points on your license?
Back then they did. Yeah. It was like 8 or 10.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Who gave you insurance?
The
general?
No, I think it was State Farm or something.
State Farm does not insure people who...
No, back then, it might be Farmers General. I don't know. You know, it was somebody. But that is a true story. But anyway, do you have another one?
Do I have an... Oh, I've got lots of them. So, we can talk about the first Disney cruise where the family went on, and I did not go on it. I was the only one who didn't go. John even went, and I didn't get to go because I was not handling my finances appropriately. So, Mom and Dad took John on the cruise, and they had a great time. And I spent the 4 days over Christmas with my grandmother, Grandma Major, in Savannah, while everybody else went on the cruise.
Say that again.
Say what again?
You went on the cruise when what?
You didn't listen to that, any of that story?
No, you said you and John.
No.
Go ahead.
I said that everyone but me
went on the cruise.
Went on the Disney cruise.
Where was John?
With Mom and Dad.
So he went on the Disney cruise with your mom and dad.
And I stayed at Grandma Major's in Savannah over Christmas.
Over Christmas?
Over Christmas.
Who were you with at Grandma Major's?
Just me.
Just you?
Just me and Grandma.
You and Grandma?
Mm-hmm.
Where was Harold Howard?
Well, where's Harold's my dad.
Right, no, Harold. Where's Howard? Where's everybody else at?
At their own houses in Savannah.
So they didn't come over?
No, I mean, I saw them, but they didn't stay at Grandma's
house. Did all of them come see you?
Yeah, I saw them all.
You saw them all?
Well, I mean, Howard and Linda and George and Angie and Butch and Peggy. Brenda and Marion weren't living there yet.
Hmm. Sounds very fishy.
And Grandma and I.
What year was
cooked
this?
Together.
How old was John?
I don't know. He was like 6 or 7.
So this happened a couple of years after the fish incident.
After the fish incident.
Yeah, the shark.
The shark incident. Yes. Yeah, so we had moved from Florida. We were living here in North Carolina.
It was just you.
Just and me Grandma and Major. Grandma Major. Yep.
That's a lie.
No, it's the truth.
I don't believe you.
It's the truth. You can ask Mom and Dad.
They left you. Why did you not go on vacation?
If you had listened to the original telling of the story,
no,
you would know.
Because you didn't have money?
It was a little more complicated than that. I was not handling my finances very well. So, no, I could not go.
All right. I believe it.
Well, you do now, because I told you it was true.
Right. No, I believe it now. You said it. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, my love, it's your turn. What's your next truth or lie?
Let me see. I'm trying to debate which lie or truth I want to use here.
Okay.
All right, this one would be great. All right. There was a time that me and Roland, before I met you, went to the beach.
Okay.
In his cousin's Geo Storm with $30 to our name total. We actually, when we got to the beach, we had enough money. We actually prepaid for the room at the Not Days Inn. I'm trying to remember what it was, one of those rinky-dink hotels that you could pay real cheap to get into, because one of my friends actually bailed on us last minute. So it was just me and him, and we already paid for the room, though. So me and him went to the beach, Myrtle, and we stayed at this rinky-dink hotel. And we actually had to, you know, like I said, we had $30 to our name. We went to the store, got enough beer to last for 4 days with $30. So we got a small beer, you know, like a 24-pack of really cheap beer that would last us for those 3 days. And we bought some bologna and bread and some mustard so we could have food. And we actually had to, one day, we actually had to hold a sign up saying we need money for food while we were there.
You held up a sign that said, need money for food.
Need money for food. We're homeless.
Did anybody give you money?
Yes. We actually got $20 total.
Wow.
Standing out there for a day. So one of those days.
$20 total? Yes. Standing out there all day?
You didn't get a lot.
Obviously
you got maybe $1 or
not the Charlotte area.
No. Well, we were dressed. You know the way me and Roland dress. We don't really dress like we're homeless. So, you know. Yes, that's my story. And actually, I didn't tell you the rest of it. I actually had to have a friend of mine drive down to loan us money to get gas in the car to drive us back home.
You had a friend drive 2.5 hours to Myrtle Beach so they could give you money so you could drive home.
Yes, she was a good friend.
Why didn't you just take the $20, spend 10 at McDonald's, and put the other 10 in the car?
Other questions we didn't do. We didn't really think of that.
This sounds true. Because this is actually the kind of thing I could see you doing when you were young and stupid.
It's false.
It's false.
There's parts of it's true, but most of it's false.
Mm.
Come on. You see me holding a sign up?
Which part's true?
We actually did have to have somebody bring me, I actually called somebody, a girl I knew, to bring me cash to get me back to Charlotte.
You knew?
Yeah.
I don't know many people who would just drive 2.5 hours, just some girl.
People love me.
Even I wouldn't drive to Myrtle to give you money to come home.
Yes, you would. You would for Roland.
That's right. I would take Roland money.
Right. Thanks. But yes, we actually did go to the beach, and we did only have, we were really broke on money when we were down there. I cannot remember exactly, but we had no money really to do much while we were there. We went to the beach, came back to the room, slept, went home.
Wow.
It was the saddest trip ever.
Oh, gosh. But yes, yeah. You might as well have stayed home.
Yeah. So anyway, that's a truth or a lie, but it was a lie. All right, the last part of the show is social media question of the week. This week, what is the question?
The question is hamburgers or hot dogs?
Wow.
So it's like hamburgers versus hot dogs. Which is your favorite? And if you are vegetarian or vegan, don't answer.
Yeah, don't answer. Don't say turkey burger.
Well, it's one or the other, so. Yeah. And no comments. So we get that there are people who don't like to eat meat, but this question's not for you.
Right. All right. Well, we'll post that on our Facebook page. We'll also post it on Twitter and our Mr. and Mrs. Show on .com, our website. Okay.
All right.
All right. If you got any questions, comments, anything like that, tell us how great we are or aren't without Lil Steven in the house. If you don't want Lil Steven to come back, go to our Twitter page. Let us know.
What?
Hashtag no Lil Steven or yes Lil Steven. 1 to 2. And we'll take into account. See if we need a new host or just leave it like is because, you know, we have somebody that can run the board.
Oh, my goodness.
So, anyway, no, I'm just kidding. Hopefully, Lil Steven will be back next week. We will let everybody know. But you got anything else for the listeners?
I would just like to thank everybody for listening and have a great week.
There you go. And enjoy us. Have a great week and have a great summer with your family, whatever you're doing. And see us, listen to us next week. See you later.